From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. Let's begin with the national news. Budget realization under the National Economic Recovery Program PAN has reached 440 trillion rupiah or 63.3% of the total ceiling of 695.2 trillion rupiah as of December 2, 2020. It was stated by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati at an online discussion in Jakarta on Friday, as reported by Antara News Agency. With a PAN budget of 695.2 trillion rupiah, the government is committed to taking steps to reduce the adverse impact of COVID-19, which has affected both society and economy. According to Sri Mulyani, surveys have shown that the social protection program has been very beneficial for the community and the target has been wider, but data still needs to be improved. Speaker of the House of Representatives Puan Maharani called on the government to make assurance of the safety and suitability of the COVID-19 vaccine that arrived in Indonesia for all people. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Maharani noted in a speech at the plenary meeting for the closing of session period 2nd for the 2020-2021 session year at the Parliament Complex on Friday that in terms of the handling of the COVID-19 vaccine, the government must ensure that the vaccine is safe and suitable for use. The House Speaker believes that the existence of the COVID-19 vaccine can instill hopes of the COVID-19 pandemic ending soon among the Indonesian people. Maharani also noted the government must extensively edify the public and raise awareness of the COVID-19 vaccine to offer greater clarity and understanding to all sections of Indonesian society. Furthermore, the House Speaker commended the hard work and mutual cooperation by the government, health workers, volunteers, and the community in battling the COVID-19 pandemic. The Trans-Sumatra Toll Road, which has been deemed a priority project in the 2020-2024 National Medium-Term Development Plan, RPGMN, is expected to create new economic areas. While chairing a meeting for the acceleration of the Trans-Sumatra Toll Road project in Palembang, South Sumatra on Friday, Deputy 1 of KSP, Febri J. Tetelepta, said that the construction of a toll road, especially in South Sumatra province, will have a positive impact on society. As reported by Antara News Agency, Febri, in a statement released in Jakarta on Friday, stated the positive impact will be the growth of the new economic areas. In addition, there are needs to get the opportunities for local entrepreneurs to fill and run their business in the toll road rest area. Apart from being a major project, the president has also designated the Trans-Sumatra Toll Road as a national strategic project under Presidential Decree 109/2020. Indonesian Ambassador to Vietnam Ibnu Hadi paid a very well visit to Madam Nguyen Thi Kim Ngan, Chairwoman of the National Assembly of Vietnam, at the National Assembly Building. Executive Political and Information Function of Indonesian Embassy in Hanoi, Yuli Yudantari Saputri, in a press release statement received by Voice of Indonesia on Friday, stated that the chairwoman expressed her appreciation for the Indonesian ambassador's active contribution in advancing the strategic partnership of Indonesia and Vietnam, facilitating high-level visits by the leaders of the two countries and encouraging diplomacy through various channels. She noted the appreciation was also conveyed for the efforts of the Indonesian ambassador, who had initiated many important activities to commemorate the milestone of the 65th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Vietnam and Indonesia this year. She further said, according to Madam Ngan, in terms of parliamentary cooperation, Indonesia and Vietnam have built a very close coordination as reflected in the sending of high-level delegation to the 26th Asia-Pacific Parliamentary Forum in Hanoi on January 2018. The participation of the Indonesian delegation at regional seminars within the framework of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, and the support of the Indonesian Parliament throughout the chairmanship of the Vietnam National Assembly at Asian Inter-Parliamentary Assembly 2020. Let's move on to the international news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will pledge to an end direct government support for overseas fossil fuel projects at a UN summit on Saturday, aiming to support similar moves by other countries to help tackle climate change. As reported by Reuters.com on Britain, which is co-hosting the virtual summit ahead of climate negotiation in Glasgow next year, has faced accusations of hypocrisy from campaigners for continuing to finance climate warming oil and natural gas projects abroad. Johnson said in a statement that by taking ambitious and decisive action today, the government will create the jobs of the future, drive the recovery from the coronavirus, and protect the beautiful planet for generations to come. U.S. officials prepared on Friday for the most ambitious vaccination campaign in decades as regulators rapidly advanced towards approving the first COVID-19 vaccine to slow a pandemic now killing 3,000 Americans per day. As reported by Reuters.com, another more than 2,000 U.S. deaths were reported on Thursday, a day after a record of more than 3,000 people died, a pace projected to continue for the next 2 to 3 months, even with the rapid rollout of inoculations, which could start as soon as Monday. Moving with unprecedented speed, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, on Friday was on the cusp of approving emergency use of the coronavirus vaccine developed by Pfizer Incorporation with its German partner BioNTech. Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar on Friday said that the FDA informed Pfizer that they do intend to proceed towards an authorization for their vaccine. The government will work with Pfizer to get that shipped out so they could be seeing people getting vaccinated on Monday or Tuesday. Germany is facing calls for a second lockdown before Christmas after recording 585 deaths and more than 29,000 new infections in one day, the highest number since the pandemic began. As quoted by BBC.com, Economy Minister Peter Altmaier warned that Germany has to act urgently. It has to do more than was previously planned. Russia and Ukraine also reported record numbers of fatalities on Friday. However, the latest Axis death statistic have cast doubts on the numbers announced in Russian updates. Germany has been under partial lockdown since early November, shutting bars, restaurants and entertainment venues, and relaxation had been planned over Christmas. But the rise in infection has increasingly alarmed top officials, with Lothar Wieler, head of Germany's public health body, the Robert Koch Institute, RKI, describing the situation as extremely fragile. Chancellor Angela Merkel made an impassioned speech in the Bundestag this week calling for tighter measures, saying that 500 deaths a day is unacceptable. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. news from across the country today, the first information is coming from Pekanbaru Riau, when the Riau provincial government received 800,000 masks from the Singaporean government. The handover of the masks to prevent the transmission of COVID-19 was carried out virtually at the Palai Serindit Regional Building on Tuesday. The mass assistant was handed over by Singaporean Consul General Mark Low, which was received by Riau Deputy Governor Edi Natar Nasution. Singaporean Consul General Mark Low said that he was very happy to represent the Singaporean government in providing the mass assistance. According to him, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a significant impact on the public health and economy both in Singapore and Indonesia. He added that Riau province and Singapore, our neighbors, still need to maintain solidarity in facing the pandemic. Next news is coming from Bandung, West Java. The West Java Province Cooperative and Small Business Office, KUK, held a business meeting and virtual One Islamic Boarding One Products, or OPOP, 2020 exhibition from December 5th to 8. The event successfully booked transaction worth 21.02 billion rupiah. Head of the West Java Province Cooperative and Small Business Office, KUK, Kusmana Hartaji, said that the OPOP business meeting, an exhibition, featured 500 Islamic boarding schools that had passed the Stage 1 audition as exhibition participants. Kusmana also said that the OPOP virtual business meeting and exhibition was an event to bring together buyers, investors and business partners of successful entrepreneurs to synergize and collaborate with the exhibition participants' boarding school products. Last information is coming from Banda Aceh. The Banda Aceh city government provides smartphones and hearing aids for people with disabilities and underprivileged residents in Banda Aceh, the capital city of Aceh province. Mayor of Banda Aceh, Aminullah Usman, said in Banda Aceh on Wednesday that the assistance was provided to make it easier for persons with disabilities to obtain digital information. In addition, the assistance was also provided in efforts to achieve the vision of making Banda Aceh a smart city. The delivery of the assistance was also part of the Digital Inclusion in Banda Aceh as Resilient City Initiative, or RRU, in collaboration with the Banda Aceh City Government with UNSIA and the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP. The assistance for smartphones, communication devices and hearing aids was handed over to 50 people with disabilities and underprivileged people scattering in several villages in Banda Aceh City. Listener, that was news from across Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, our daily segment Today in History starts with the event December 12th, commemorated as Transmigration Day. On December 12, 1950, the Indonesian government officially started organizing transmigration for the first time. In 1950, the government only sent off 25 families or 98 people. The initial locations for transmigration at the time were Lampung and Lubuk Linggau. The main objective of the transmigration program was to reduce poverty and population density in Java Island, to provide opportunities for those who were willing to work and to meet labor needs in a bid to cultivate resources in other islands such as Papua, Kalimantan, Sumatra, and Sulawesi. Moving to 1959, the SEA Games were held for the first time. The forerunner of the SEA Games was called the Southeast Asian Peninsula Games, abbreviated as the SEAP Games, which was first held in Bangkok, Thailand from 12 December to 17 December 1959. The Southeast Asian Games were attended by more than 520 athletes and committees from Thailand, Burma, Malaysia, Singapore, Vietnam, and Laos who competed in 12 sports. Indonesia officially entered the SEA Games in 1977 under consideration of the 1975-8 SEA Games Federation. The last events is that in 1992, the tsunami hit the Flores Island in East Nusa Tenggara. The tsunami that devastated Flores Island occurred due to an earthquake in the Flores Sea, north of the island. The earthquake was recorded on December 12, 1992. The earthquake measuring 7.5 on the Richter scale triggered a tsunami wave and swept away settlements on the coast of Flores. The tsunami killed at least 2,100 people, 500 people were missing, 447 people were injured, and 5,000 people were displaced. In addition, the earthquake destroyed 18,000 houses, 113 schools, 90 places of worship, and more than 60 other places. Well, listener, that's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقوي انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جانغ شوي بي تاي كو جاو يي فانغ تشي سين سين غوانغ جوانغ بينغ دو فاي يان دي تشوان بو. وو دي كو جاو باو هو ني، يي دي كو جاو باو هو وو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinder Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
kan selalu doa untuknya. Jodoh bukan soal sempurna, namun yang mampu tangguh untuk bertahan dan berjuang.
Tune to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has approved a policy-based loan worth $500 million, or around 7.05 trillion rupiah, to Indonesia. The loan is intended to support the Indonesian government efforts to expand financial access for micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, as well as marginalized groups such as women and young people. ADB Financial Sector Specialist for Southeast Asia, Purnima Jayawardana, in her official statement, quoted by Compass, said that the loan was part of the Innovative Financial Inclusion Promotion Program, which is considered to help the government better target and monitor financial inclusion. In addition, it is believed to be able to improve the payment infrastructure and strengthen the regulatory framework for digital financial services, data privacy, consumer protection, and financial literacy. The program will also help build a more inclusive financial service sector in a bid to reduce poverty and inequality and support Indonesia's long-term sustainable development. Purnima also explained that the reform support of this program enables policies and technologies that encourage innovation and increase financial inclusion by opening up access to formal financial products and services. She added that it could also improve the quality of these services, as well as reach a wider and underserved population. According to Purnima, financial inclusion will play an important role in Indonesia's recovery from economic pressures due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This will provide more equitable and efficient access for financial products and services that can mitigate the economic and social impacts of the pandemic on rebuilding livelihoods. The National Financial Inclusion Survey conducted by the National Council on Financial Inclusion shows that the percentage of adults in Indonesia who have bank accounts has increased from 35% in 2016 to 56% in 2018. However, despite progress, Indonesia's level of financial inclusion still lags behind compared with neighboring countries such as Malaysia and Thailand. According to Purnima, providing financial services for all Indonesians is indeed a challenge for a country with geographic and cultural diversity, as well as significant differences in access to financial products inter-region and inter-groups. The ADB program supports the government to increase the number of Indonesian population who use financial services from formal financial institutions from 76% in 2019 to 90% in 2022. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Rangkai kata di benakku sambil berdendang ku coba tuliskan lagu ceritakan tentang indah wajahmu. Hayalanku pun menari-nari ku bayangkan jika kau ada di sini menulis dan bernyanyi bersamaku. Menulis kisah tentang kau dan aku. Nantikan ku datang jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Jagalah hatimu, tunggulah diriku, ku kan kembali bersamamu. Bersamamu. Saat kau tersenyum menggenggam tanganku waktu hujan turun, betapa ku rindukan saat itu. Dan bila suatu hari nanti ku kan pergi lagi untuk mengejar mimpi, kan ku simpan senyummu dalam hati. Tuk bekal ku bermimpi di malam hari. Nantikan ku datang jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Jagalah hatimu, tunggulah diriku, ku kan kembali bersamamu. Ku pendam semua rasa rinduku kepadamu, kuatkan hati jalani hidup di sini, tenangkan jiwamu ku pastikan kembali bersamamu. Nantikan ku datang jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Nantikan ku datang.
Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Radio Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I'm going to introduce you dangke, which is one of the traditional foods of South Sulawesi. Dangke is usually served as a side dish of rice for the people of Makassar, especially in Endrekang Regency. Many tourists call dangke as the local cheese because the process that separates milk protein from water is done in a traditional way, such as using firewood with a fire temperature of around 70 degrees Celsius. At first glance, dangke looks like tofu because it has the same texture and color. However, dangke has a denser and smoother texture when compared to tofu. The taste of dangke is delicious, and it has a distinctive cheese aroma that is guaranteed to make you addicted and want to try it again. Therefore, dangke is one of the typical foods that attract tourists. This food has been known since the Dutch colonial era. The origin of this food is called dangke because a German priest was offered this food and said dangke, which means thank you. Therefore, since then, this Endrekang cheese food is known as dangke. The making of this dangke is still very traditional because it is made by boiling a mixture of buffalo milk or cow's milk, salt, and a little papaya sap. Papaya sap contains the enzyme papain, which functions to separate protein from water. The result is then filtered, drained of water, and then poured into coconut shells. Then when it cools and solidifies, it is removed from the mold and wrapped in banana leaves. Cheese dangke, which is known as the cheese of the Endrekang people, can be eaten as a side dish for rice. Dangke is usually fried, then served with a plate of hot white rice, eaten with additional chili sauce. Nowadays, dangke is served or processed into other food variations such as grilled dangke, chips, meatballs, soup, nuggets, to cake mixes. Some people say dangke cheese is best eaten with sticky rice called pulu mandoti. Dangke is healthy because the ingredients are made from milk and without using flavorings, coloring, or preservatives. This food has a high protein content of beta-carotene, so that it is good for both kids and adults. Listener, dangke can last up to 1 month, so you can make it as a souvenir. The price is very affordable. It is 20,000 rupiah per piece. If you are in Makassar and can visit Endrekang, which takes about 5 hours from Makassar, try to enjoy this Endrekang cheese culinary. You'll feel a different sensation from the taste of cheese in general. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jadi apa lagi? pertama kali kita bertemu. Sadarkah kamu aku yang selalu di sampingmu? Dia datang dan kau pun meragu. Pikir ulang kali kepadaku, kau segalanya di benakku, tapi hanya dirinya di matamu. Jadi kau tunggu apa lagi? Masih kau harap dia kembali? Tak mampu buatmu bahagia, sebagaimana aku selalu buatmu tertawa. Setiap ku buktikan cintaku, setiap itu juga kau datang padanya. Kau segalanya di benakku, tapi hanya dirinya di matamu. Jadi kau tunggu apa lagi? Masih kau harap dia kembali? Dunia pun tahu bahwa hanya aku. Jadi kau tunggu apa lagi? Masih kau harap dia kembali? Ku sabar menunggu karena hatimu masih ragu.
Looking for a lover, girl, you know I'm into you and looking for another. But the guy is only there standing as a cover, and the love you're gonna feel coming from the other. But together, you will not believe I'll take forever. If I hit the ground, we are recover. Along the way, I know you will discover.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Miss Eleni. Today, we are going to inform you about Indonesian student and her team offer convenience for health services to face COVID-19. Indonesian youths often get achievements at world international competitions. One of them is Adriana Viola Miranda, who participated in the MIT COVID-19 competition. This 2016 University of Indonesia Medical Faculty, or FKUI student, who joined a team named Amigo, won an international competition entitled MIT COVID-19 Challenge Latin America versus COVID-19 in the category of Track B, New Ways to Deliver Care in a COVID-19. Through this competition, Adriana and the team offer solutions in the form of health services using the WhatsApp-based or SMS-based telemedicine system for those who do not have access to the internet in a bid to provide adequate health services for vulnerable populations with chronic conditions. The competition, organized by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the United States, took place via online on June 19th until 21st, 2020. What is unique is that Adriana is the only student from Indonesia in the Amigo team, whose members come from various countries, namely Chile, Brazil, Argentina, Lanka, and the United States. The team members also have diverse professional backgrounds, ranging from doctors, public health experts, to biotechnology experts. Only Adriana in this team is still a medical student. In the future, Amigo will be developed to be able to sort out the needs of patients based on symptoms. At present, the Amigo team is in the process of working together for a pilot study with a hospital in Chile. Broadly speaking, the challenge faced by Adriana and her friends on Track B was to find a method of healthcare during COVID-19 that can ensure patient safety. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you next time.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kita tinggalkan dunia.
hatiku. Kamu rotan yang dijadikan bangku, ingin membuatku terduduk diam merasakan kenyamanan bagai bara yang ada di dalam.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I would like to present you a keroncong song composed by S. Darmanto. The song is entitled Hanya Bintang to be sung by Raffi Kaduri. The keroncong song Hanya Bintang describes the beauty of the sky at night because of the starlight, as if its light is a torch at the dark night. Twinkle of the stars becomes entertainment for the vacillating heart. This keroncong song exists in the Lamunan Kalbu belonging to Raffi Kaduri. This original keroncong plays slowly to the accompaniment of soothing music like Quiet Night. Well, listener, here is Raffi Kaduri with keroncong song entitled Hanya Bintang.
Thank you. sana alam, ku terkenang itu malam diriku seorang, hanya bintang penghibur.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.